Welcome to Beyond the Rhetoric. I'm your host, Dr. Matthew Smith, Senior Associate Vice President of Student Life and Dean of Students at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Well, excited to be here today and have this conversation. We'll be speaking with Dr. Marisol Cardenas, who is the Director of Student Affairs Assessment at CSU Dominguez Hills. Marisol, I'd love for you to just take a moment to introduce yourself and how you got into this work around assessment in student affairs.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. Super excited to be here and join the conversation. As you said, I'm the Director of Student Affairs Assessment. I have actually been on campus for about a little over a year now. I have been in higher education for more than 15 years. And I have to say my whole career has been in assessment in one way or another, academic, student affairs, assessment. And I was an undergrad student as a marketing major, right? And later on in life, I realized that a lot of the work that we do in student affairs is similar to marketing, right? We try to identify who our students, try to create meaningful and intentional programs to serve them. And so my work has been really trying to being able to tell the story of all the work that is being done. And it has been a great trajectory so far, I have to say.
Great. Thank you for that. And we know your title, Director of Student Affairs Assessment. Can you expand a little bit more on what that role means? What does your work look like in terms of how you understand and how you believe others understand your role within our division?
Often when we think about assessment, we think about accountability, we think about extra work, right? That is typically evaluation and so on. But I have to say that assessment, it is a great opportunity for us to understand how our practices, how our programs, our services are serving the student in the way that we intend them to serve them. We at Dominguez Hills have a mission, right, of transforming the educational experiences of our students. And so how do we know, right, that we're really transforming lives, that what we're doing really matters? And this is where assessment comes into place. It is a way for us to continue to improve in everything that we do. We do spend a lot of time and effort in creating and developing meaningful programs. And so assessment really helps us to see how effective was this program, how effective were the initiatives that we're putting in place, and how are students being impacted with the work that we're doing.
You brought up that assessment can often feel like an add-on to our already full plates within student affairs. On top of that, we're dealing with enrollment challenges in higher ed. We have, you know, the post-COVID challenges that higher ed and student affairs professionals are dealing with. So when you look at the kind of the social context, economic context that we're in, on top of the unique place that Dominguez Hills holds in this community in terms of who our students are and the community we serve, why is assessment important for a campus like ours?
It's about the intentionality, right? Making sure that we are allocating the resources, allocating our, like I mentioned, our time in initiatives that are really being helping and transforming the life of students, not only academically, right? Socially, personally. I think in student affairs, there are a lot of unique responsibility on supporting the students outside of the classroom that eventually has a very direct impact in how they perform inside the classroom. So assessment really helps. It's that venue for us to understand how our work contributes to that trajectory of the students. Like you'd mentioned, I think there's a lot of departments doing work already. They're busy, their lack of staff, right? And they're developing initiatives to help the students. And sometimes it's just when you do the assessment, when you evaluate these efforts, it helps us to understand how are we promoting student success. And really the data that we're collecting, it helps us inform the decisions that we're making. And like I mentioned, supporting the continuous improvement of those efforts.
Yeah, I love that. And I think using that to frame like how we should be intentional about where we serve and the type of services we provide, I think is a really important point. One of the things I've often noticed is that we often advocate for like the presence of services and not their effectiveness. And it results in this additive culture where we're constantly figuring out gaps in terms of what isn't currently happening and then adding in a new service to try to fill that gap without really advocating for the effectiveness in certain spaces that may actually be able to help us to redirect time, energy, financial resources to address that. And so just really appreciate your comments on that front. One of the things you did when you came to campus not too long ago was talk about the desire for this impact report. So can you talk a little bit about what that is and why you thought that was important?
I came in my position. I started meeting with directors. I started to learn how and what programs were being implemented, the work that was being done. And I just wanted to have a space for us to be able to tell our story, right? How are we impacting students? How are we serving students? And what is happening in our division? Often when we think of higher education, we typically think of the academic side, right? How are students, what they're learning and what happens inside the classroom? But like I'd mentioned before, there are a lot of great initiatives and great support that is happening in student affairs. So, and I wanted to have a venue for us to showcase that. And the impact report is similar. Many will think about an annual report, but this impact report, it is a little beyond what an annual reporting, right? It's a way for us to help to tell the collective story on how we drive student success, right? And really how to support the broader initiatives that we have within our division. This is our inaugural report. And this time around, this report tells us like how many students we serve, what has been their experience. But we're trying to set the benchmark, right? Set the standard for what we hope to do and the type of data we hope to collect and the type of story we want to tell about how are we impacting students. So the report is really right now a snippet, right, of the work that is being done and the great work that our professional staff are doing across our division.
The report looks great. I can't wait till everyone sees it. And as I was reading through it yesterday and this morning, one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, what did you learn from doing this report? You were able to engage with so many different departments within our division. And so I'm wondering, what did you take away from it?
Through the conversation with the professional staff, with the directors, the staff members, really what I learned is the passion that they exist. In supporting our students navigate their educational journeys. And really what I learned a lot and what really captured my attention was the section around the student quotes that spoke about how the specific departments have impacted them directly, how the support that they received really made a difference in their educational journey. And aside from that, in conversations and ongoing meetings with directors and their staff members, what I learned is that a lot of the departments did not have the right infrastructure for collecting data. And really, it has been a great opportunity for us to think about what capacity we need to continue to grow, the visibility and capacity that we need to build within our division. What is the infrastructure that we need to provide so they're able to not only track their data, but make meaning of that data and use it for decision making.
Can you share a little bit about any strengths and opportunities for growth in terms of what you hope we will be able to do maybe in next iterations of the impact report that we weren't able to do in this one?
I think this report really tells us at the moment how many students we're serving, overall impact, but I really hope that this will be our benchmark, right, where folks can see what does it mean for the following year, right? Are we growing? Are we impacting students in different ways? What does it mean for retention, right? How are initiatives having a direct impact to our student retention? And another very important opportunity, I think, is for us to highlight where learning is happening across our division. We currently have an initiative in our division to identify and develop our pillars of learning, being able to tell the story of not only how are we impacting our students, but where the learning happens and how we're collecting that data systematically across our division and being able to tell that narrative of the different spaces and the skills and the knowledge that students are gaining through the engagement with offices and departments student affairs.
One of the things that people often worry about with reports like the impact report is that they're just going to go sit on someone's desk and collect dust. And I think about what you've been describing and how that parallels and intersects with the work that our colleagues in academic affairs do. And so thinking about this in two ways, how do you hope this impact report is used by student affairs, by the division within student affairs, as well as like our partners in academic affairs?
I feel like there are three different ways that I really hope that folks are engaging with this work. One is that when we do the call for completing the impact report, the directors at the department level are having conversations with their team members around how are we impacting students. This is the impact report is a retrospective report, right? Looking at the past year and what has been accomplished. So I really hope the directors take the opportunity to meet with their teams and think about what did we do? Was it meaningful? Was it impactful? The second aspect is, as we collect the impact reports, is for the associate vice presidents to really take a look at the reports of the departments in their clusters and provide them feedback, right? To being able to use these reports as a way to inform what is happening at the cluster level. And as well, so when we put it all together, right, we're telling the narrative at the division level. So I really hope that they're engaging in conversations at different levels in how we are utilizing the programs and the services to impact the students, and specifically what changes we need to make, right? If we feel like something is not impactful, what changes do we need to make, and how does the data inform those decisions to maybe reconsider some of the programs or services that we're offering? And ultimately, I think for the at the institutional level, where I really hope that is an opportunity for folks to learn about what we're doing in student affairs and possibly think about collaborations. When we think about student experiences, we often try to compete for the same students, right? And so this is an opportunity for folks across our institution to learn what we're doing, what initiatives are happening, and maybe prompt for collaborations, partnerships, right? And be more intentional in the way that we are engaging with our students and the type of support and services that we're offering to them.
And what's next for the impact report?
Right now, we're trying to launch it, right? Send it out to the campus community for folks to see the work that they've done up to this point. And the next step is really the intentionality, right? Continue to engage in conversations with directors. The call for the impact report for 23-24 is coming out as soon as May, right? And so we're going to be asking folks about, so what happened in 23-24? And now, given that this iteration happened, what changes do we need to make? What story do you want to tell in your impact report? So again, there will be a lot of conversations. Like I'd mentioned, there will probably be changes around the way that we're going to be formatting the information in the impact report, hopefully addressing some of the priorities of the division. What initiatives and programs or services are they putting in place to address some of those priorities across our division and across the institution? And ultimately, I think if we do have, if we're able to collect assessment data to be able to report that data as well in the impact report, I think that's for now, but it's coming. Like I'd mentioned, it is a learning opportunity, and hopefully folks can see this as a way to think about how they want to tell their story in relation to the overall division.
Thank you, Dr. Cardenas, for your work on this. Again, the report looks amazing, and I'm excited for the rest of the campus to be able to receive it and be able to digest this first iteration of the impact report. So thank you for your work on this. Beyond the Rhetoric is a production of the Division of Student Affairs at California State University, Dominguez Hills.